With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Holy Cross Energy announced plans to develop a wind farm in eastern Colorado that will nearly double the electric co-op's supply of renewable energy. Kristen Kay reports.
Holy Cross will buy wind energy from the soon-to-be-constructed Ariba Wind Farm in Lincoln County. That energy will be enough to supply about 30% of Holy Cross's annual energy requirements. Holy Cross currently sources 39% of their energy from clean and renewable sources. CEO Brian Hannigan says the new deal means the company will meet its goal to get 70% of its energy from renewable sources about 8 years earlier than expected.
It allows us to deliver on our promise of providing affordable and reliable power safely while increasingly doing so in a more sustainable way.
Hannigan says Holy Cross expects Ariba Wind Farm to start providing energy in 2022. Kristen Kay, Aspen Public Radio News.
The Roaring Fork School District says hackers breached a database of special education students and teachers, but didn't obtain any social security numbers or financial information. The Glenwood Springs Post-Independent reported Sunday the database involved 119 students and 60 staff members. Jeff Gatlin, chief operating officer for the district, says some emails may have also been accessed. The breach occurred in March and was discovered in July. Officials say the contractor has switched to a different database platform. A public meeting will be held tonight to update the public on the progress of the Middleman fire. The Upper Colorado River Fire and Aviation Management Unit says the meeting will address fire management strategies and allow the public to ask fire managers and Forest Service officials questions. The Middleman fire was started on July 28th by lightning 10 miles south of Rifle. Officials say it is not currently threatening to homes or property, but has grown to 250 acres as of last week. Smoke will continue to be visible from Rifle and Silt. The meeting to learn more about the Middleman fire is tonight at 6 p.m. at the Garfield County Sheriff's Annex in Rifle. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.